Hey, y'all, and welcome to Southern Fried Spooky, the podcast home of all things Southern, spooky, and this week, nostalgic.
Indeed.
I'm your Carolina girl, Heather.
And I'm your Florida man, Tony.
Please find us on Facebook. I feel like I've said that a lot.
Yeah.
And leave us some comments. Find our Patreon. I probably haven't said that one enough. And leave us some tips or something. We would be overcome with gratitude, joy, and happiness.
Seasonally.
Yeah. Absolutely. This episode is slated to come out on Christmas Day, and we didn't know quite what to do for a topic, so we decided we'd take a moment to look back. So this year, did you know, we have written, produced, and recorded, and Tony has edited, 46 episodes.
Indeed.
We did miss a few weeks here and there.
You know, sickness, fair, that type of deal.
Vacation.
Yeah.
Tony learned a lot more about editing.
Mm-hmm.
We invited some of our talented friends to provide voice work.
Yep.
Thanks again to Kyle for being our fabulous axe man of New Orleans. We are really proud of that.
Oh, yeah.
We did occasionally...
I think that's your favorite episode.
It is, and I think a lot of people agree.
Yeah. It's a pretty good episode.
I don't know where it's rated right now, but it did really well.
Yeah.
We did occasionally stray from our southern region.
Indeed.
Tony wanted to share the desolate locale of Centralia in Pennsylvania, which was our first episode of the year, and 33rd total. And we are both fascinated by the man-eating lions of Tsavo, the Ghost and the Darkness, episode 58.
Yep.
And we recently offered you a white Christmas by visiting Alaska's abandoned town of Portlock.
Indeed.
So we also have given you a few historical fellows. We reported on Doc Holliday.
Mm-hmm.
Not because he's exactly... creepy, but he was an infamous gunslinger of the Old West, albeit a refined gentleman of Georgia.
And very intelligent.
Oh, very. Well-educated.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 49. And Yale Gracie.
Indeed.
Episode 45, our favorite Disney Imagineer who helped design the Haunted Mansion.
Yep.
He also had the misfortune of being murdered in his sleep, a crime left unsolved.
I'm telling you, we need Joe Kinda.
I think that would be awesome. And we also spoke to a dear friend who was in the most recent film version of The Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Bettina.
We've covered an array of people who had interesting lives, but some oddly active and well-traveled corpses.
Indeed.
Elmer McCurdy, 68. Yep. The hilariously inept outlaw who became a dime store mummy and ended up on the set of a TV show mistaken for a mannequin.
Indeed.
Hazel Ferris, episode 47. A killer who also ended up a globe-trotting mummy. And the Philippi mummies who live in a train station in West Virginia. That's episode 59.
We did a lot of mummies.
I didn't really intend to, but they do seem to be a popular thing.
I mean, and when people think mummies, they think bandage-wrapped Egyptian kind of mummies, but...
Or occasionally, you know, the Aztec, other ones.
Yeah.
That gesture, which cannot be seen, I'm so sorry. Yeah, mummies come in a lot of places, and apparently they can also be found in a... broken down warehouse or fun house, even
worse. I mean,
worse.
Everybody from Tutankhamun to some guy who tried to rob a dime store and got killed for it.
Yeah.
I mean,
sorry, Elmer.
Mummies come in all shapes and all sizes.
And all eras.
Did you know in Egypt, as of like, I think it was like 492 BCE, they sold mummified cats to tourists?
I'm not surprised.
Yep.
I know there was a bit of a Victorian craze where mummy powder was put in medicine.
Mummy opening parties.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm sure many archaeologists are cringing.
We were creepy.
Right. Yeah, this was just a thing.
Like, oh, lovey, it looks like today we're going to be opening up in a mummy. Break out the cognac.
I don't know, does cognac go with Egyptian mummies?
Probably like a good stout, like bourbon, maybe.
Mayhaps. So yes, there aren't that many mummies because, well, okay, Egyptian mummies, because British people ate them.
No offense to any British listeners. We know you don't, but it used to be a thing.
It was a popular thing.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being...
I have made spaghetti tonight, and I added the finest of mummy dust.
I was just thinking, can you imagine being an anthropologist or something eons hence, finding Victorian people and going, their last meal was, wait a minute, I don't really believe this.
I think
Egyptian mummy?
I think his name was Imhotep.
We've also covered alien abductions, controversial killers, and a few personal stories from friends and family.
Indeed.
We've done a few cryptids, some disappearances. plus just a few kind of creepy places like the airport graves and the flooded out towns under man-made lakes. Unsettling things like the crematory where the bodies weren't always cremated and returned to their families.
Yeah.
Or the bizarre sounds of the numbers station.
Indeed. I'm still fascinated with those things, but...
Yeah, and I like listening to them, but I don't. It's so creepy.
Yeah.
And, of course, the hauntings.
Yeah.
The ghostly lady who apparently helped solve her own murder.
Mm-hmm.
Hotel ghosts, like the pink lady in Asheville.
I could not see her.
Episode 44. No, she would just be the lady.
Oh, okay.
And the cuddling ghost in the carriage house in Charleston.
Yeah. Was
episode 40. The haunted lighthouses and plantations and amusement parks.
We've done a lot.
We've had fun with it all.
Yep.
And we plan to keep the variety going as long as it's creepy in some fashion.
Yeah, yeah.
We were even proclaimed to be 13th, which we kind of liked, and then 11th in podcasts for true crime in our region.
Yeah.
I don't remember what they were called, but I know it was kind of exciting.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
True crime is only a fraction of what we cover.
I mean, it's a very small part. I mean, I believe that we should do a little bit more, but that's just me.
I don't mind doing more as long as we keep the creepy.
Yeah.
And certainly we would like to thank our collaborators who have shared stories and or their voices. Our guests have included mine own Demon Spawn Ty, Lottie from Coastal Carolina.
Who is like pseudo Demon Spawn. It's like mushroom spawn.
Yeah, close enough. Bubba, Kyle Jones, Emily Stardust as Anne Bonny, May Hammer, Brad Lee, Bettina from Haunted Mansion, Allison and Jason of Le Chat Noir, Mela Borowski of her spiritual practice, and your friend JR.
Yeah.
Hi, Mama Bear.
Yep.
I haven't met her yet, but no. She sounds exciting. And the musical stylings of Nitty Kitty.
Indeed.
I think that's everyone.
Possibly.
If we missed you, I'm so sorry. Yell at us later.
Yes.
So, everyone else, please comment on our Facebook page or email us and let us know what you'd like more of.
Mm-hmm.
Cryptids, ghosts, UFOs, true crime, disappearances, again, everything. In 2022, we did also do a little more of alternative lifestyles and occupations, like our Ren Fair friends shows.
With Jesse.
The bugs and bones. Definitely alternative, but also most people find that kind of creepy too, vulture culture.
That was our, second episode?
It was. So what should we do more of, or what would you like? You guys are awfully quiet sometimes, so please feel free to tell us.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have any suggestions for things that we should look into in the southern U.S. or anywhere else in the world?
Yeah.
So
we're pretty good about, traveling outside of our zone occasionally.
I do believe we are. Mm-hmm. And I know we have a few things for, stories that have happened in France that we want to cover.
Yeah. Again, that's going to require a huge spoiler warning.
We will.
Yeah.
No worries. We have some guests lined up for the coming year.
Indeed.
And we have some vague ideas about what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going back to Disney in February, so we may try to see if there's anything creepy that we haven't covered.
Yep.
So just let us know.
Indeed.
So there you have it. A short Christmas episode about a year's worth of work. And fun. And we hope you've enjoyed it.
Indeed.
Comment, Patreon, other things. And we'd be grateful for the 5-star reviews left on the podcast platform of your choice.
Okay, so as a Christmas present, I figured I would tell a Christmas joke for everyone.
Oh, Lord. As a Christmas present, you need to finish the Lawson story from last
That's
year.
True.
Or at least tell them the aftermath, because we never did cover that in depth.
Okay,
your Christmas joke.
Okay, so this is about how the angel ended up on top of the tree. So, one day, Santa is having a very bad day, and an angel sees this and says, "I shall bring him a tree to make him happy." And the angel plucks the prettiest tree and knocks on the door, and Santa opens the door and says, "What?" And the angel says, "Santa, you look sad. I brought you this tree." And Santa slams the door in the angel's face. Well, the angel, not deterred by this, knocks again. Santa opens the door once more and says, "What do you want?" And the angel says, "Santa, you look sad. I have brought you this tree." And yet again, Santa shuts the door in the angel's face. She is actually getting pretty perturbed at this point.
One would imagine so.
So she beats on the door really hard, and he opens the door, and before he can say anything...
Can I ask you to pause for a second? Hold your punchline for the very end.
Yes.
Because I feel like after that, there's not much left to say.
Yeah, indeed.
So, putting Tony on pause, join us next time when we get up to some more spooky shenanigans... In the meantime, I'm your Carolina girl, Heather.
And I'm your Florida man, Tony, currently on pause.
We are Southern Fried Spooky in 2023.
In 2023.
And until next year.
Bye, y'all.
Continue.
Okay, so, like I was saying, she smacks the door, Santa opens the door, and before he can say anything, she's like, I brought you this tree, where do you want me to stick it? Hence, the angel on top of the tree.